Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home falls to Russellville in this boys game tonight by a count of 66-59, and with that, the Cyclone teams complete the sweep as Mountain Home lost the girls game too. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with three players in double figures. Leading the way was Luke Cruz with 20 points, 13 tonight for Matt Jones, and 12 off the bench for Wyatt Gilbert. Also tonight, 9 points for Hunter Bashirs, 4 for Colton Peters, and 1 for Talon Benton. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the second quarter. For Russellville, they also had three players in double figures. Ryan Sikowski led the way with 20 points. And I tell you what, in that fourth quarter, Mountain Home just did not have an answer for him. He seems to have his way down there in the paint with either a layup or a hook shot. 15 points for Bowen Mathis, 14 for Trey Allen. 6 points each for Cade Schaefer and Grant Smith, and 5 on the night for Bryson Kordsmeyer. Mountain Home did a much better job taking care of the ball tonight. Only counted 9 turnovers for the Bombers. Russellville with 8. This game had 6 ties and 3 lead changes early on, but Russellville kind of pulled away there in the second half for a while. Before Mountain Home tried to make a comeback, but just ran out of time there at the end. So again, Russellville wins 66-59, and they'll improve to 5-4 on the season. Mountain Home will drop to 2-7 as they lose 66-59. And also, Mountain Home's girls fall to Russellville tonight by a final score of 43-35. So Russellville comes up with a sweep. Tough night for Mountain Home, but they'll have to bounce back as they get ready 1 week from tonight to host the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Invitational Tournament. So again, Mountain Home teams fall to Russellville tonight, and that is going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio tonight. I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp from Cyclone Arena in Russellville.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yaleville, Mountain Home. This broadcast has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Be sure to catch our next broadcast on December 27th as we begin the Arkansas First Bail Bonds Tournament, with the Bomber Girls tip-off scheduled to be around 7 p.m. on that Thursday. So be sure to stay tuned right here to Classic Hits 101.7 for everything Bomber Sports. Good night.